Head over to what we're seeing on the livestock side, a weight. Futures kind of taking a slump. Is that going to affect our cash prices this week?
Well, I think that the cash price on the cattle market is going to hold together, I think. You know, we've got deliveries on the cattle. I think we had like 33 loads delivered here yesterday for coming into today. And I think those will get retendered for the most part, mainly because the basis is kind of out of whack and behooves retendering those cattle, especially in the eastern part, those cattle from the eastern part of Nebraska and Iowa. The basis has just kind of gotten out of whack with the historic average. And then, you know, you look at hogs, and that market's really came on strong here today, starting off with a little bit of a thought of a softer cash market, and not so. The market's coming on stronger.
Are we taking advantage of the decent fall temperatures to maybe do some extra grilling to move some more meat across that counter?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, Susan, that we are. You know, it seems like Mother Nature has gratified us with each month. You know, it was like our June weather might have been May weather, and July was like June, and August was like July, and September like August, and, you know, October's kind of been part of September-October weather. So we've been blessed with a longer season than normal. So I think that while it's pushed out our harvest delays, it certainly has helped with the cause of some meat being sold at the meat counter, a longer grilling season with these above-normal temperature days. This week, we're back into the cooler days, though.
I had a producer that wanted me to ask you, when this furlough is over with, are we going to see a flood of data coming into the market that could kind of play havoc with both grain and livestock?
I think so. I think we'll get a plethora of data that will come at us, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's going to make a volatile move and then be gone. I think when it looks at grain, the traders are going to expect negative talk. If it's exports, they'll look for good export numbers. If it's for other data like production numbers, yield numbers, that sort of thing, they're going to anticipate a more bearish slant there. Livestock-wise, I think it's going to certainly be more leaned, I think, positive because of the numbers that we're working on as far as each week for our slaughter. And, of course, we don't have a true count of numbers, but we're going to certainly have a good idea of where we stand, and I think the demand, the export side, is certainly going to be a picture that we want to see in the beef as to how much meat we've been exporting.